This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com,
which is reported in Sahih Muslim, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Bada'a al-Islamu ghariban wa sayaudu kama bada'a ghariban fatuba lil-ghuraba." Islam began as something strange, and it will again return as it began as something strange. So glad tidings for the ghuraba, the strangers. The second hadith that we have is also found in Sahih Muslim. It is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, who said that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innal Islama bada'a ghariba wa sayaudu ghariban kama bada wa huwa ya'rizu bayna al-masjidain kama ta'rizu al-hayya fi juhriha." He said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed, Islam began as something strange, and it will again return as something strange in the same manner in which it began. And he went on to say, and it will recede between the two masjids, meaning Mecca and Medina, just like a snake crawls back into its hole. The third hadith that we have, the first two ahadith that we mentioned, are authentic in Sahih Muslim. The third hadith that we have is found in various books of hadith, such as in Al-Mu'jam Al-Awsat by Al-Tabarani, and also reported by Al-Bayhaqi. This hadith is not graded as being sahih, but rather graded as being hasan, meaning that it is not at the level of perfect authenticity, but it has other evidences to bring it up to a good level. That's why it's referred to as hasan. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam basically said, "Innal Islama bada'a ghariban wa sayaudu ghariban fatuba lil-ghuraba." قالوا ومن الغرباء يا رسول الله فقال الذين يصلحون إذا فسد الناس. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed Islam began as something strange, and it will again return as being something strange, so give glad tidings to the strangers. So it was said, the companions around him asked, O Messenger of Allah, who are the strangers? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those who reform the people, they rectify the people. Those who reform the people, they try to reform the corruption. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those who reform the people, when the people have become corrupted. Those who reform the people, when the people have become corrupted. The fourth hadith that we have is also graded as being hasan, as being good or fair. This is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhuma, which is reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, and also reported by At-Tabarani in Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir. In this hadith, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم ونحن عنده طوبى للغرباء فقيل من الغرباء يا رسول الله فقال أناس صالحون في أناس سوء كثير. أناس صالحون في أناس سوء كثير من يعصيهم أكثر ممن يطيعهم. من يعصيهم أكثر ممن يطيعهم. And so in this hadith, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said one day while we're sitting around him, he said, give glad tidings to the strangers. So it was said, who are the strangers, O Messenger of Allah? So he said, they are a people who are righteous among a larger group of people who are evil, who are wicked. Those who obey them, those who obey these righteous individuals, are less than those who disobey them, are less than those who disobey. And so these are some of the wordings of the hadith of the strangers. There are many others that have been narrated, many others that have been transmitted. However, most of those other narrations I have not mentioned because, for the most part, they are weak narration. They are inauthentic, and they should not really be relied upon. However, having said that, as we can see, there are many, many narrations regarding this hadith. As a result, the scholars of hadith, they consider it to be a mutawatir hadith, a hadith which has been reported by many, many various narrators. And so this is sufficient for us to attribute it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now we come to the meaning of the strangers and the meaning of their strangeness that is mentioned in these ahadith. And so the general meaning is, as we have already mentioned in our previous episode, that basically the stranger in these ahadith refers to a Muslim who chooses the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remaining steadfast and firm upon this straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who agree with him are few. Those who approve of him, who are satisfied with him, are few in number. While those who disagree with him are many. The majority of people disagree with him, do not approve of his way of life. And when he calls the people to follow him, to follow the guidance that Allah guided him to, they refuse. The majority of people refuse, and he only gets a handful of followers. But there's also another way of looking at the strangeness of these strangers, and that is basically the difficulty that the strangers face in adhering to Islam. And so the more we are distant from the time of prophethood, from the era of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, the more evil we will find in this world. And it will be so difficult to do something good while, you know, trying to avoid evil. It will be so difficult to do something that is purely good and purely halal from all angles. Not only that, it will be even more difficult to basically do something that is purely good due to the many roadblocks, the many hurdles that come in one's way. And we find this in the hadith of Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, where he said that the people used to ask our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about good, but I used to ask him about evil, for the fear falling into that evil. So once I asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, we were in ignorance, in jahiliyyah, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us the present good that we are in. So will there be any evil after this good? And so he said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes. So I asked, will there be good after that evil? After that evil comes, will there be another good? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, there will be another good. However, this time, it will be tainted with what he referred to as dakhan, which is basically a little bit of evil tainted with the good. So I asked, what will its dakhan be? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there will be some people who will lead others according to principles other than my tradition. They will lead the people to misguidance away from my sunnah. And so you will see their actions. The Prophet ﷺ says, you will see their actions and you will disapprove of them. So I said, will there be any evil after this period of good? So the Prophet ﷺ said, yes, there will be some people who will basically invite others to the door of the hellfire, and whoever accepts their invitation to it will be thrown into the hellfire by them. So I asked, what do you order us to do in such a situation when this takes place? But before we do that, before we continue this hadith, we'll take a short break and be right back. Allah,
I'm begging you. Dr. Zakir Naik's tour to UAE. This Ramadan on 16th and 17th June 2016, welcome to witness the dynamic expose by Dr. Zakir Naik.
Dr. Zakir Abdul Karim Naik.
In his public talks organized by the Department of Islamic Affairs and Charitable Activities, Dubai, under the patronage of Sheikh Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Rashid Al Maktoum at the Rashid bin Muhammad Ramadan Gathering.
Today, the most important weapon in the world is the media.
Inshallah, on Thursday, 16 June 2016, at 10:30 p.m. after Taraweeh.
And we find today,
Dr. Zakir highlights media, manipulations and impact on society about Islam. Media and Islam, followed by an open question and answer session at Zayed bin Muhammad Family Gathering, Khawaneej, Dubai, UAE. And inshallah, on Friday, 17th June 2016, at 10:30 p.m. after Taraweeh.
Please feel free to ask any question.
Derive
on Islam
apt and satisfying answers from Dr. Zakir Naik.
And I want to ask this question.
In Ask Dr. Zakir, an exclusive open question and answer session at Zayed bin Muhammad Family Gathering, Khawaneej, Dubai, UAE. People from all faiths are welcome. Admission free. Dr. Zakir Naik's tour to UAE.
What are the main characteristics the callers to Islam need to succeed? The key to success in Dawah and Akhirah are good characteristics and excellent manners. Patience, sacrifice, mercy, forgiveness, and overlooking of faults. Ikhlas, taqwa, and nasiha. What do these mean? And how do we attain them? To find out more about these qualities, join me, Abdurrahim Green, in my series, Characteristics of the Caller, here on Peace TV.
Discover those specific values that attract people towards Islam in Characteristics of the Caller to Islam, next on Peace TV.
I'm begging you. Welcome back to the second episode of The Strangers. Before we went on our break, we were discussing the hadith of Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu. And he was that companion who always used to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about, you know, difficult times, about the adversities, the calamities that will befall this ummah. And in this hadith, in the beginning, he mentioned the reason why he used to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about that. He said, because I was afraid that, you know, I will end up in those times. So I should take my cautious path regarding that. And so we continue the hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was basically mentioning that after a period of good time, there will once again come a period of evil. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, yes, there will be a period of evil again. And this time there will be people who will invite others to the doors of hellfire. And whoever accepts their invitation, he will be thrown into the hellfire by them. And so Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, describe these people to us. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they will belong to us and they will speak our language. Meaning they will be from the Arabs. So I asked, what do you order us to do? What do you order me to do if such a thing should take place in my lifetime? And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, adhere to the jama'ah of the Muslim and their leader. Adhere to the body of the Muslims and their leader. And so I asked, O Messenger of Allah, if there is neither a group, a body of Muslims, nor a leader for them, what do you advise me to do? And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, keep away from all of those groups, even if you have to bite onto the root of a tree, until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while being in that state. And so this is the hadith in which The Prophet ﷺ basically told us that after his time there will be a period of evil, and then there will be a period of good. Then once again, there will be a period of evil, but each time the evil increases. And so, if you try to do good things, it will be tainted with evil. However, and a point should be mentioned here, and that is that it should not be understood that the strangeness that will return to the earth is justification for abandoning Islam. When Islam returns as being something strange, some people may think that, you know, this means that I could abandon Islam because we shouldn't look strange. However, that is not the case. The famous scholar Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy upon him, he said in this regard, it should not be understood that when Islam becomes something strange, that it is now permissible to abandon Islam. Rather, it is as Allah said in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah says, whoever takes on another religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted from him. And also Allah says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ, that the religion, the true religion accepted by Allah, with Allah, is al-Islam. And Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O you who believe, fear Allah, the fear that He is most deserving of, and do not die except in a state of al-Islam. And so, Ibn Taymiyyah, he goes on to say, that is why when Islam began as something strange, no other religion was acceptable. In the beginning of Islam, when the Prophet ﷺ came with Islam, was any other religion applicable, acceptable? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as soon as he sent him, all other religions became abrogated. And so, Ibn Taymiyyah goes on to say, rather, it has been established in the authentic sunnah, the hadith of Iyad ibn Himar, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked towards the people of the world, at the world and the people of the world, and he showed hatred for the Arab and the non-Arab, with the exception of remnants from Ahlul Kitab, from the people of the book. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ is basically referring to before the advent of Islam. When the Prophet ﷺ came in the very beginning of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at the people of the earth and he was hateful. He was in hatred for them because of the ignorance that they were living in. Nobody was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone was associating partners with Allah. As we mentioned earlier, there was darkness that covered the entire world, as the Prophet ﷺ said, except for remnants from the people of the book, from Ahlul Kitab, a few of them who still held on to the teachings of their prophets. Because even the people of the book, they had abandoned, most of them had abandoned the teachings of their prophets. Another very important point to mention here is that the meaning of this hadith, that Islam began as something strange and it will return as being something strange, it does not mean that when it becomes something strange again, that the one who is holding on to Islam, adhering to Islam, he is in a bad situation. It doesn't mean that, as some people may think. They may think that, you know, it means that the Muslim who is looked at as being a stranger, he's in deep water and he's in a very, very bad situation. Rather, the opposite is true. Rather, the opposite is true. And so, this individual, the stranger, whether it be in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the advent of Islam, or when Islam will return as being something strange, this stranger, this believer, is the happiest of all people. Yes, he is the happiest of all people in the world. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned at the very end of the same hadith, what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He said, فَطُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى. So give glad tidings to the believers, or rather give glad tidings to the stranger. And so, this stranger, when Islam returns as being something strange. He will basically be the same kind of person in the beginning of Islam. Those few companions who followed our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This individual who will come in later generations when Islam will become something strange. He will be the same kind of individual that accepted Islam in the beginning when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first started his da'wah. And so those who followed him when it was something strange, they were the happiest of all people. And that's why these individuals, these few companions, most of them, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam bore witness to the fact that they will be from the inhabitants of Jannah before they even died. The 10 who were promised with paradise and others whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam bore witness to the fact that they would be from the inhabitants of Jannah. And so they were the happiest of all people, both in this life and in the next. And so in the hereafter, they will be of the highest ranking people in Jannah. They will attain Jannatul Firdaus, the highest level that any believer can attain after the prophets and the messenger. And so what we learn is that being a stranger in this world, being a stranger, being looked at as being a stranger in this dunya, is not necessarily something bad. And so, if you are shunned by your people, if your people have rejected you simply because you adhere to Islam, you have decided to study the Quran, the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his companions, and take all of them as role models for yourself. Simply because of this, simply because you decided to change your way of life from the way of life of your people, it does not mean in any way whatsoever that you are in. It does not mean in any way whatsoever that you are in a bad situation. And so, if you started growing your beard, continue. If you started wearing hijab, continue. If you decided to abandon your people and migrate for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then continue. If you, sister, are looked at as being a stranger by your own husband, then continue on that path. If you are considered a stranger by your own mother and father, continue on that same path. For this path is actually something good for you. It will lead you to happiness in this dunya before the next, even though it may not seem like that right now. And so continue on that path. For this path, the path of the strangers, is the path that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave glad tidings for those who will tread this path. So remain upon it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us all steadfast and firm upon that path. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us Jannatul Firdaus as He granted it to those companions of His. Until our next episode, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, استغفرك وأتوب إليك.
Oh Allah, I'm asking you to make me from those who love you and for those who love you to love me too. Oh Allah, I'm begging you to make me love the deeds that will cause you to love me too. Oh Allah, there is nothing that can compare to the wonder and the joy.